Welcome back, my brothers and sisters, to AM Inspiration, right here on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your host, Pete O'Shea. I got my buddy Tom Connolly with me, and I got a guest here in studio that we have every Tuesday with us, Dr. Tracy Lenhar, the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Go to peaksofhealth.com. Check out her terrific website. Go there and give the gift of health. You got them up there all throughout the holidays. Gift packages that you can give with gift certificates and everything that you can give to your loved ones. And I can't think of a better present to give somebody than to give them the gift of health. So go ahead and go to peaksofhealth.com. Check it out or give them a call there at 727-826-0838. All right. Well, before break, we were talking to Dr. Lenhar about yeast. We found out that yeast are a single cell fungi. We also found out that there's several different types and classifications of them, that there are common conditions associated with them, like nail fungus and diaper rash and thrush. We also found out what encourages yeast grow. Actually, that's where we are now. We're up to this part now. So what encourages yeast growth? Let me say that 10 times fast. Yeast growth.
Okay. Yeast will overgrow anytime you kind of, you know, do things to depress the capability of the immune system to control them. So things like antibiotics, believe it or not, things like birth control pills, medications, any oral estrogen, you know, that goes through the intestinal system will increase yeast growth. Steroids, patients on chemotherapy, they'll all increase yeast growth because it, you know, destroys the ability of the intestinal tract to keep the yeast intact. Stress, you know, when we increase blood sugar, you know, diabetes, you know, diabetics have yeast overgrowth because of the amount of sugar. Yeast love sugar. That's their energy source. That's what they eat. That's why they give you severe carb cravings when you have yeast overgrowth.
Ah, I see. So even so, if you have a high sugar diet or a high yeast, you know, high wheat or carb diet, you're seriously going to put yourself in a situation with it, right?
Exactly. You know, our American diet is notorious for creating yeast overgrowth. Also, you know, again, beer. Beer has yeast in it. Our bread products have yeast in it. So when we eat a high yeast diet with a lot of foods with yeast in it.
All right, so let's run those down again for everybody. There's foods that are high in yeast that, again, you need to, you can have them, but just in moderation. So tell us what those are.
Alcoholic beverages like beer, cheeses, dried fruits, peanuts, mushrooms, they're fungi, potatoes, winter squash, yams, figs, raisins, and, of course, all of your baked goods and your bread goods.
Okay, apricots also, milk products also, right?
Yeah, the lactose in the milk actually will exacerbate some of the yeast overgrowth.
And so if you have that overgrowth, if you have candida overgrowth, what are some of the associated symptoms, again, that you're going to have if you've got this in that chronic state now?
Well, again, this is going to be the person who's foggy thinking, who has carb cravings, muscle aches, body aches, joint aches, fatigue, digestive problems, chemical sensitivities, severe sugar cravings. I also look at the person who has chronic sinus issues, chronic sinusitis, because a lot of times that's not bacteria or virus, it's fungi up
really?
In the sinuses.
Okay, so if you're always stuffed up, you mean, then that could be a yeast problem.
Exactly. In a lot of cases, you know, I'll even tell them if you're going to get it cultured by your ENT, at least have them cultured for fungus and yeast.
Wow. Okay. See, again, you learn something every time you listen to Dr. Tracy Lenhar. Every Tuesday morning on this show and every Wednesday on the Pete O'Shea Show, you are going to learn something that's going to help you live a better life, that's going to help you be healthier. Every time she comes on here, she gives us the gift of health. And again, you can go to peaksofhealth.com and give gift certificates to the people you love and give them the gift of health. All right. So now it affects men and women differently, doesn't it, Doc?
It really does, because again, women really notice it because they get vaginal yeast infections, or they, you know, have yeast up there and they don't know. So they have painful intercourse and vulvodynia, which is irritation of the vaginal area. So they get more of those kinds of symptoms, PMS, recurrent yeast infections. Men don't have that system, so they notice it differently. They notice it in fatigue and headaches and digestive problems, the muscle and joint pain, sexual dysfunction, depression, sugar cravings, those kinds of things.
Okay, so it really does affect both the women and men very, very differently. And it's much easier for a woman to figure out that this is what's wrong with them than it is for men, based on what you just told me.
Exactly, because most of the symptoms in the men, they don't associate with a yeast overgrowth.
No, I wouldn't have associated any of those with a yeast overgrowth. As you just said, if I got a headache or if I have a stuffed up nose all the time, I think I have a cold or my allergies are bothering me. I don't think that it could be yeast. I wouldn't even have thought of that, you know? All right, so what do you do if you suspect this? If you think that you've got the overgrowth, if you think yeast is a real problem in your body, what should somebody do?
Well, first thing we do is we do a physical exam. We see if there's any physical findings. I mean, if they have some of the simple rashes, white-coated tongue, You know, most of the time people, when they stick out their tongue, it should be nice and red and pink. And if it's white coated, most of the time they do have a yeast overgrowth coming up from the intestinal tract. And that's a hallmark. Itchy ears, you know, sometimes people will have fungus infections in their ears, you know, the flakiness that always occurs. In that case, we'll start treating them. We'll get them on a low yeast diet. We'll give them some simple things, you know, initially, maybe like a cat's claw or a berberine. If that doesn't work, then we use antifungals. You know, we have to use them for long periods of time, though. It takes a lot of time to get rid of yeast out of the intestinal tract because they kind of anchor in right into the intestinal tract. We have to pull them off the walls.
What were those two things you had? Berberine and cat's?
Cat's claw, berberine, some of the oils like oregano oil, thyme oil, tea tree oil. They seem to suffocate the yeast.
So again, but it comes down to the type of medicine that you practice. And you and I talk about this a lot. You have to really be a detective to figure this out. There's a lot of different things going on in the body, and people have symptoms that their whole life they were treating one way. The doctors were telling them to treat a certain way, but it's really not those things. You look deeper down, you drill down, you're going to find it's a yeast problem, which is then something you have to go after in this very meticulous way, right?
Exactly. And sometimes if we're not sure, we'll actually culture the sinuses, or we'll actually do a stool analysis to see if there's yeast overgrowth in their stool.
Okay, again, guys, that's why you got to go. Go right now to peaksofhealth.com and register for an appointment to go see Dr. Tracy Lenhart. Call her at 727-826-0838. She's got a seminar coming up in January over there at her place. What's the date on that again, Doc?
It's going to be January 24th at 6:30, and it's on thyroid.
Okay, and she brought gifts today, too. She brought organic tangerines for us today. Thank you so much, Doc. I appreciate that. And thanks for everything you do, because you're always teaching us something. We're always learning something about our health. I'm so much healthier as a human being since I met you. I'm serious about that. So many ways, I'm so much healthier as a human being. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. That's Dr. Tracy Lenhart. Again, go to peaksofhealth.com. Learn everything you need to know right there. Go be a patient of Dr. Tracy Lenhart.